underneath the trees. We watch the sky, confusing stars.
Hi everyone, this is Lone Gunman. This is my first podcast. First thing I'd like to say is where I got my handle for ATS. I've always been a fan of John Kennedy. He's always been one of my heroes. And after researching into John's life quite a bit, I'd come to the conclusion that he was assassinated not by a lone gunman, but by some shadowy elite, whatever you want to call it. Even with that said, before 9/11, I was still a sleepwalker. I have to give you a bit of personal history so you understand why I feel the way I do about 9/11. I've always been an aviation buff. My mother's side of the family had three pilots. My father was a 82nd Airborne. He'd been in combat, and after that, he went on to become a sport parachutist. He had done 160 jumps before my mother made him quit after a chute failure and nearly killed him. Spent my childhood riding in light aircraft and spent all my weekends, most of my weekends, on a gusty flying field watching my dad jump. All three of my cousins were killed in aircraft accidents. Two were in competition aerobatic biplanes and one went down over Lake Michigan at a beach bonanza. I throughout my life had been a military aircraft fan as well as civilian and understand more about the hijacking procedure of an aircraft when it comes to the FAA and the role of the fast movers, the military jets, and knew right away that something was not right on 9/11. When they started the lies and spin, stating many times no one could fathom flying jets into buildings, then Donald Rumsfeld said some knee-jerk reaction statements to shock the masses by asking questions like, we can't just shoot down civilian aircraft. I really smelled the rat. That's not how it's done. They always scramble to make sure the aircraft in question is not having a failure of some sort. They need a visual. And I won't go into more than that. You can look all that up yourself. This is my red pill that finally led me to ATS. Since then, ATS has been a life-altering wild ride. I had some marital problems. Ended up meeting some female friends here that helped me out in that in those problems. I haven't found my soulmate here, and we lived together for a number of months and were engaged. My life, though, was falling apart, and I felt the need to go back home and make things right. I thought that I could do that and still be able to get back with the love of my life. Because I lost my soulmate, the most amazing person I've ever had the pleasure of knowing, it was all my fault. I find myself completely heartbroken, and that wound will never heal. I never knew love could go so deep as ours did. The pain of the heartbreak stays sharp, and after nearly 2 years, I have learned to live with this pain. It is always there, and if I never get her back, I'll take it to my grave. So if you ever read my thread when I tried to get her to come back to me, this is why I seemed like I was losing it. I probably was. Seem to be functioning better nowadays, and just recently found a friend that without that friend knowing it has healed me enough to try and be happy again. That friend is Zyson 5, and as a person and a friend, there could be none better. Thank you, my sweet friend. I just wanted to give people an idea of sort of who I am and a little bit of my brief past and history why I came to ATS. This is my first podcast, and it's kind of hard to do, and it's kind of like leaving a message on somebody's voice recorder on their phone. You know, you always feel like, oh geez, I just screwed that all up. So I'm gonna end it here. I just needed to get all that out of me. So see you on the boards, ATS. Lone Gunman is out.
fell. It was love from above that could save me from hell. She had fire in her soul. It was easy to see how the devil himself could be pulled out of me. There were drums in the air as she started to dance.